you ready? I gotta just check it real quick. I'll call you in. You ready?
Yeah, Dub CNN and West Haven Blast checking in with the legendary Cocaine. What's good, Coca?
What's happening with it, fam?
Oh, man, just chilling. You know, with the countless hits under your belt and the platinum status, your place in hip-hop history is solidified. How did you get started in the music game? And is it true that musicians, famous musicians, run in your genes?
Yes, it is, brother. You know, I was blessed enough to come from music royalty. You know, my dad was a writer, arranger, and composer over at Motown. His works include Just My Imagination by the Temptations.
Yeah.
And a slew of hits that he worked with. Plus, my uncle was Willie Hutch. You know, that's what Cole 187 was from above the law, which is my cousin.
Right.
His name after my uncle Willie Hutch, who wrote I'll Be There for the Jacksons. Brothers Love Working Out, did the soundtrack for The Mac.
Right.
You know, he was a big, big producer back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, being that we grew up around Pomona, California, Cole 187, KMG, Chaos, and myself, coming from that music background, intertwined into, you know, how we lived in Pomona, you know, made us to come up with that style of music called G-Funk.
Right.
And, you know, we, you know, back in the days, you know, I used to listen to those 8-track tapes and those 45 records in the 70s and being around, you know, when hip-hop was first breaking in with Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang and also, you know, seeing Parliament and Collins and, you know, it really cultivated my style, what it is today.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a blessing to be able to be around all those musical geniuses and having music that's always in the household because it had a lasting impression on my style today.
That's what's up. That's what's up, big homie. Okay, the new Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check album has been making a lot of noise and justifiably so. What was the inspiration behind that album title, you know, and the whole movement behind it? The whole Shut the
Fuck Up. I got a record label called Buddy Boy Entertainment.
Yeah.
And we started the company, me and my wife started it like 5 years ago. But anytime you start a business, it's kind of rough the first 2 or 3 years, but
right.
We kept going.
Right.
We kept being resilient. So finally, prior to the record coming out, this was like a year ago, me and my artist, which is my own boy, his name is Baby Broke.
Right.
He do reggae, you know what I'm saying? He's a beast.
Right.
But anyway, we was at the hotel room before our show, chopping it up. And we was like, man, as long as you've been rocking in the game, Cocaine, there ain't no more talking. So it's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the rest, I was like, cut the check. So we kept saying it, shut the fuck up and cut the check. And I'm like, that'll be a perfect name to you. So when I came back home, because I live in Seattle now.
Right.
When I came back here, it just hit me, man. Use that name. It's funny. It's classic. And plus, the meaning behind it of it is that Cocaine been working in the game so long, I don't have to depend on nobody to put me on
right.
to vouch for me. I am the voucher. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. I done paid my due.
That's what's up, big homie. Okay, what is your opinion of the current state of West Coast hip-hop? Is the West where it needs to be today? And if not, what changes need to be made? You know, that goes for the whole coast, you know, like.
I mean, slowly but surely, we're coming back. You know, it's kind of like the unity is halfway.
Right.
You know, but it's a blessing to even see the halfway unity on the West Coast. 2 years ago, really wasn't nobody even trying to, you know, hook up with each other.
Right.
Different things. But now that the pride and the egos have subsided, it's a blessing to always see, you know, West Coast G's embrace the new G's that are on the platform right now. It's, you know, we keep going at this pace and having that unity and don't have no problems. And also don't have problems at our shows.
Right.
It going to be able to be even more, you know, for the West Coast. And because right now the spotlight is shining all on the West Coast. There's a lot of people from the South, from the East Coast, just worldwide are starting to recognize that and they're migrating over there. But the thing that we have to do as the West Coast, we have to continue to stay consistent in our unity.
Right.
And, you know, get past, you know, supposedly, you know, people putting us on when we can put ourselves on.
Right.
So there's no disrespect to Dr. Dre or anybody else that's of that elite.
Right.
But if they're not putting us on, you know, we can't fault them. That's their business. But we have to be able to acknowledge the fact that from a Topsy or to a Victor Boy or to a cocaine or to a bumping ball or to a quick or to a sugar free or to an E-40 or to, you know what I'm
wow,
saying?
We have enough
work that we don't put in to where now we're starting to come together again. So as far as the West Coast is concerned, I'm optimistic about that powerful unity that we have, but we still got a long way to go.
Right. Okay. What are your feelings on the lack of support for West Coast style music on FM radio? And will the internet prove to be a formidable alternative, you know, to combat the system, so to speak? You know
well,
what I mean?
The internet is definitely the best alternative as far as independent.
Wow.
A lot of that stuff, you know, part is kept in favoritism behind closed doors is payola.
Right.
And to tell you the truth, I don't really know to listen to the big radio stations.
Right.
You know, I'm not close-minded. I'm not going to sit here and be a fool and diss big radio stations because, you know, possibly I would love to have each of our artists on those P1 power stations.
Right.
But for the most part, they're not going to embrace us because they're considered, you know, the way the game is more based upon gossip, payola, and it's not really based upon, you know, true talent and breaking records. Back on the West Coast, for instance, we had K-Day. We even had 92.3 with Theo.
Yeah.
He came on the Oprah show.
Yeah.
But now we don't have that no more, and it's all political.
Right.
And the thing of it is that you'll be pissing in the wind trying to continue to get your stuff on the power station, when in turn, you know, first of all, they're going to look at you crazy.
Secondly,
if you ain't out on other radio stations, no matter how dope it is, they're going to be like, they're going to laugh at you and throw your shit in the garbage can.
Right.
The thing we have to do is use this technology that we have to be able to maximize everything and to invest into the social network, because that's the way of the future. It's just like, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you couldn't tell me that tape cassettes would be played out.
Yeah.
But actually, in 2014, it's played out. So you have to be 5 steps ahead of the game and make sure that you start planting your seeds, especially as independent, on a social network, because it's not about you coming out fast, and it's about coming out right.
Right.
So if you're a student of the game, you know, watch all obstacles, soak it up more in SpongeBob, and the social network to its fullest potential.
Right. Okay, big homie. We spoke on this a little earlier, but your style is like a hip-hop funk infusion blended to perfection. How did you develop this style, and what artists inspired your style? I know you mentioned Bootsy Collins earlier. Are there any other artists that inspired the style that you developed? The whole G-Funk, you know?
I mean, it's all kind of, I do like different characters, like, you know, for instance, George Clinton, I'm called George Clinton.
Right.
Like Curtis Mayfield, I'm called Coca Mayfield.
Right.
You know, all these things that I grew up on and listened to, again, it cultivated my whole style. So if you want to hear Rick James, I can do a Rick James.
Right.
If you want to hear Smokey, Curtis, George, I can do all that.
Right.
If you want to hear Booty, I can do them. Because I was so infatuated with the sound of soul and R&B and funk that I would be like, you know, like a Rich Little. Rich Little was a mimicker. He can mimic and sound just like him.
Right.
So I would always practice George Clinton. And, you know, being that, you know, I was real tough on listening to, you know, old the hip-hop that I grew up on, you know, YKM, Schoolie B, KRS-One, Just Ice.
Yeah.
You know, those type of groups, you know. All when you hear the cocaine style, you know, after 24 some years doing records, you can tell that cocaine is the embodiment of funk.
Right.
That means when you hear Cocaine Style, you might not just hear George Clinton. You might hear Curtis Mayfield in there on Barcade or Rock Players. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to emulate and still be cut from a B-boy cloth.
Right.
Because at the same time, I was privileged enough, and it's a blessing. That's why when I say that part,
yep.
To be one of the first ones to sing and rap how I do it, long before you drink. Long before, you know, rest in peace to the great late Nate Dogg. When I came to the same Nate Dogg, was came in the game 2 or 3 years later.
Right.
But he did his thing, and he still continued to do his thing. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a big shout out to Nate Dogg, because really the only two people that the game was kind of coming at to between 2000 and 2006 was Nate Dogg and Cocaine.
Yep.
And you know, it's a blessing to be here, man, because, you know, rest in peace, KMG, rest in peace, Nate Dogg, rest in peace, Easy E, rest in peace, Pop, all these people that I was close to and had hands on business with, and as far as creativity. It's a trip to see the whole revelation on the West Coast, and a blessing to still be here to tell those stories and still be relevant with this new project, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check,
right.
And my brand, which is my company, Buddy Boy Entertainment, with all my artists. So it tells the volume of work that no matter what, the trials and tribulations may come, as long as you're passionate and stay diligent about what you believe in as far as your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Songs don't last for too long. So,
right.
You know, me being here is just not a person, example of a person that's, okay, just a dope MC, but how to be a survivor in the game.
Right.
A lot of people always want to talk about this and that. It's certain things that we got to have that etiquette, that good etiquette on as far as, you know, the way we treat our OGs, way the OGs treat the youngsters.
It's
all about respect, because the thing of it is, if you don't search for longevity, you know what I'm saying, you might as well go to your holding tank and put on your feety bag and jack yourself off. Just as fast as you think you something, you're going to go out, because I've been in the game a long time to win. I've seen niggas come and I've seen them go.
Right.
But I am, you know, one thing that helps me sustain, brother, is the simple fact that, you know, I'm connected to God.
Yeah.
I'm connected to my beautiful wife and 8 children by that one woman.
Yeah.
And the simple fact that I get to hand the baton down to my artists that are on the Buddy Boy roster, for my niece in law, Baby Love, Gorilla Dog, Truth, etc. So, you know, it's timing is impeccable. And as far as the independent is concerned, I done paid the cost to be the boss. I done learned from the best of it and soaked up more than SpongeBob. To all shouldn't say, West Coast.
That's what's up, big homie. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's talk about Ruthless Records. When under the leadership of the late, great Eazy-E, you know what I'm saying, it was one of the most successful hip-hop labels of all time, with acts like You, Easy, Above the Law, Bone Thugs and Harmony, BG Knockout and Gangsta, Dreista, etc. What was it like working with that legendary roster? You know, that's a legendary roster, big homie, you know. You know, what was that like in that camp?
Oh, man, wasn't that like it? You know, when we came over there at Rufus Records, you know, you got to realize it's kind of like Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk at Motown 25. When Mike did that moonwalk, the same thing with Easy. When Easy and them brought up the type of style that we can express that they don't have on the radio, it was an impact.
Right.
Because it was a voice for the community. And I got with the niggas that had that voice.
Right.
EDE was a very smart businessman. But at the same time, you know, you also got to take into account that, you know, if there was no Jerry Heller at that time, it wouldn't be no Rookie.
Right.
So all these type of things, for good or for worse, where people always speculate, it made Rufus Records what it was.
Okay.
Eric was a special brand.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're somebody that comes from a suppression. that can go past the boundaries of putting a stigma of racist things on us just because we cut from that suppression called ghetto.
Right.
He proved that he wasn't the only example and model for just being an artist coming out of Compton, but he was an example and model for business.
Right.
You gotta realize, Eric was the first one to deal with three big, gigantic record labels at the same time.
Mm.
That was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He took what Russell Simmons did and branded it, coming from our side of the club, and took it global.
Right.
And you gotta think, because of Eazy-E, you know, that's why all these people, you know, that's in the music industry, from Baby to Master P to Dr. Dre to Q, all of them got their stuff from the root of the tree. They are the branches.
Right.
They are the branches.
Right.
Of the tree.
Right.
And you gotta think, you know, we have to continue to celebrate this man because, you know, by him being who he was,
mm-hmm.
that's the reason why R.Q. get to do what he do. That's the reason why Dre get to do what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a platform for them to go ahead and be successful in other avenues of their career.
Right.
So, you know, I always do celebrate Eazy-E. I never will forget that brother. And for the most part, all my fallen soldiers that I dealt with hands-on, you know, in the music business, they lost their life too. So,
right.
You know, they will always be remembered. So, that's the importance of our movement, Buddy Boy Entertainment, and the brand Cocaine, is to not only take the relevance of me working so long in the game, being on more hooks than anybody in the genre of music in the game,
yep.
But to take the fact that those special moments, those Kodak memories that Ruthless meant something.
Right.
So that way, once I get this energy out, people can feel it. Like, there's certain things that you can feel like, look, them niggas ain't faking that.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear some of the things and some of the moments and place and pictures that we put up on Ruthless Records,
yeah.
At the end of the day, any fan will say, them niggas ain't faking that.
Right.
Them niggas have to be here.
Right.
You know, so it's always good to be cut from the cloth, I would say, ghetto royalty.
Oh.
Ruthless was ghetto royalty, and no matter how many people, it's a blessing to see fans come up and people that didn't know, just say, I didn't know, but was it nothing like being there?
Right.
Like it or not,
right.
You cannot hate on people that actually been there.
Right.
And above all, the cocaine was there, and we never did leave Eazy.
Yeah.
You know, we stayed right with him to the day that he passed. I ain't gonna say death, I'll say the day that he passed.
Yeah.
We always roll with Eazy, and we continue to roll with Eazy.
Yes, we do, big homie. Okay. Recently, in an online story, a story developed about your disapproval of the handling of the process of putting together the new N.W.A. movie. You know what I mean? Can you elaborate on that? You know.
Well, a lot of people wasn't too happy about that. Laylaw, D.O.C., J.J.
Fred.
You know, I just did an interview and spoke the truth, and they put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. My thing is, you know, after I put the truth out there, I don't continue to harp on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know this. Ain't nobody too big in the game not to be accountable to sit down and make sure everything is right.
Right.
And if they don't, you know, I spoke my piece. I spoke from the truth. And the truth is not popular all the time.
You know
what I'm saying? It's ugly. My intent wasn't to badger the man. I mean, I just did a fucking mixtape with him. The answers.
Right.
So therefore, it wasn't no problem. But my thing was is that, you know, when you leave a certain component out to the movie that's vital information,
right.
You know, then it starts to be, you know, as somewhat incompetent.
Yeah.
You know, not putting a finger towards you or Dre or anything, but the people that they have writing for.
Right.
You know, my thing is I don't know how to act. I've never been, you know, I played a little role in a little old school with Will Ferrell and Snoop, but as far as that, you know, it's not about that. It's about being accountable. And don't forget, man, we were there. Straight Outta Compton sold 700,000 units. But then at the same time, the biggest album NWA had
was
after Ice Cube left, and it sold 2 million. And the first niggas you hear on Niggas for Life is Above the Law and Cocaine.
Right.
And nobody ain't called us.
Right.
So, you know, I'm acting right here, and Hollywood is Hollywood. Hollywood is going to interpret their own thing, because at the end of the day, they don't really love you. They love the money they're coming from. And they want to subject everything around that's based around them, instead of telling the real story, instead of not leaving out components that's very vital to the information.
Right.
So I said what I said, and I left it alone. I put it in God's hands, and I put it in the people's hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I don't get up in the morning thinking about the NWA movie.
Right.
At all. That's not my motivation. So, I speak on it because we homies, but it's a lot of interviews that I've been doing lately that have been acting. I've just been, I don't even want to talk about it no more.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
For sure, big homie. Okay, we're going to switch gears. Who are your top five MCs of all time? You know, east, west, south, you know what I'm saying? Don't matter.
What? Say that again?
Oh, I said, who are your top five MCs of all time?
Man, that's a lot of MCs. I mean, I like anything from the East Coast. I don't have to take the tempo level. A lot of MCs I like out there.
Yeah.
You know, I like a lot of the old school stuff.
Okay.
You know, and I like some of the new school stuff, but you know, I can't really, I don't badger any hustler that's out there making their money, but with this popcorn ABC bubblegum rap, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
Yeah.
At the same time, it makes bread, so why you gonna hate the player, hate the game?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, other than that, man, if it ain't funky, if it ain't something with something to take, if it don't have soul in there, if it don't have that boom with the clap in there, can't really fuck with it.
I feel you. Okay. Are there any new artists on the scene that stand out to you that you're feeling? Like some out of the new artists?
There's some new artists out there. You know, Telephone Entertainment, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing their thing. They're in beast mode. You know, Dude Dog and them over there. You know, he got them boys on.
Yeah.
They're doing their thing. It is good. I always celebrate that, because anything that helps the coast is going to help everybody else.
Exactly.
So, you know,
exactly.
Kendrick, Ford, J-Rock's my favorite over there.
Mine too.
You know what I'm saying? But all of them, you know, it's all of them is dope over there. And then, of course, you know, Nipsey got his thing.
Yeah.
With the new artist that's coming up, I know my boy Hardhead from the New West got some things.
Okay.
And Big to the Boy got a project coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I mean, he already has his project coming out. It's a lot of good things. Like, you know, I got records with you, Wes.
Oh, yeah. You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of things that, you know, if you're young or no matter if you're old school, just stay dope and stay original. And that's what I like, originality.
Yep. Okay, big homie. excuse me. On one of your recent videos, Dear Lord, you talk about a lot of deep issues. And it's very graphic, and it's like real life, and it's real honest. And with the rap game falling victim to certain, you know, premeditated agendas, is there any chance that the true hip-hop art form will be preserved? Or are we, like, doomed for this, you know, more of the bubblegum, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G type stuff?
I don't know, man. At the same time, it's too much bumper-to-bumper traffic, so it's best to stay in your own lane.
Right.
And that's what I do.
Right.
You know, I stay in my own lane. I do what I've been doing for the last 20-some years. I have never changed my style because I had a religious epiphany or whatever. I always kept it greasy and G-funk and grimy.
Yeah.
You know, so with that being said, I really don't think about certain things like that when it's a big globe out there.
Right.
I think there's a whole globe now, so it's not, we're not subject to just be held down by the politics, even from our own coach.
Right.
Get your passport. Go ahead and send some stuff over to Japan, Australia, because they West Coast.
No.
You know, and that's what we need to do especially as independent. You have to go see the world. You have to take your music to the world.
Right.
And it's no different than what. Pick this up.
What's that?
I think it's new, and we have to take our stuff to the whole world, because the majority of the hating is on the from political radio stations, the P1 stations? No. Guess what happened?
What's that?
The same thing that has happened to some of these West Coast artists that can't get their stuff on the big car radio station. It's the same thing that happened to Jimi Hendrix, who had to go to London. It's the same thing who happened to Marvin Gaye, who they laughed at the work of what's going on.
Damn.
They had to go overseas because for some reason, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like us, you know, different. And it's really political. It's not the fans of the street.
Right.
You know, we can return. We can become very angry
and
supporting our own.
Yep.
So sometimes, you know, using the same thing that Marvin and Jimi Hendrix had to go through. You know, I, most of my record sales right now are overseas.
What?
And if it wasn't for overseas, it is not so much, it is not the streets. It is not West Coast, eh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's the political side. It's the political people that, and if you show them, say, honor your people, they'll look at you like you're crazy. Because they got a finger in their booty playing some popcorn.
Okay, big homie. What does cocaine and Buddy Boy ENT have in store for 2014? I know you had mentioned, you know, some artists that might be dropping. Like, what's popping in 2014 for cocaine and the company? You know, Buddy Boy Entertainment.
Well, we got a lot of stuff we've been working on for the past year and a half.
Okay.
It's all coming to an end. Of course, this record that came out, Shut That Fuck, Cut the Check, by the way, it did extremely well the first week.
Right.
We also have my daughter, and we just dropped, her name is Anisha Long. We just dropped a video called Love Potion Number 9. The records that are coming out right now is her record. I have this new artist by the name of Truth. Oh my God, he's like a most deaf. He got spittles.
What?
I think Fueling is coming out this year. Baby Love, who just came from Jamaica.
Okay.
Got a single out called Loverbug coming out, and an album called Bang Cola.
Okay.
And we also have my cousin, his name is Gorilla Dog. He's coming out with a mixtape. Also have a group by the name of the Extras out of Pomona.
Uh-huh.
They part started. They as tight as like the Alcoholics type of group.
Dope.
And they're coming out with a mixtape called the Extras. And I got some other projects in development, like would need to justify. We got, you know, doing something on the spiritual tip.
Dope.
We'll be having that come out.
Dope.
And it's just a lot of things that Buddy Boy is involved in. That once this stuff come out, people are going to know Buddy Boy is, of course, to be reckoned with because we drop it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not something to where, you know, I got a bunch of artists and they tax right off. No, the artists that I'm messing with right now are going to come out with bunches behind them and we push it.
Right.
So, but I could not even push like that unless I had a plan.
Right.
So that tells everybody, don't come out fast, come out with a plan and then come out right.
Right.
Because that's what I wanted to do is come out right. And they also, on the album, the new Shut the Hell album, man, it was a cool platform that I set up for my company and my artists.
Yeah.
So you got Baby Local on the album, you got my daughter on the album, you got TD the Beach Boy on the album, and, you know, along with the other cats that on the Shut Down album, Buster Bond, Rich, Dog Panel, and Corrupt Dance, Cole 187 producing on there. So I really did my homework, and I got also on there Mac Lucci.
Right.
That's for the young generation with E3.
Right.
E3 sounds just like E3.
Right.
So this Cut the Check project is really a platform for all the artists that I just named that are icons and the new artists that are upcoming.
Right.
Such as Baby Cloak and Extras and E3 and my daughter and GD the Peace Boy.
Right.
So Playboy got some real big shit coming out for the club. Good music.
Yeah.
And if you want to go ahead and grab it, you can go ahead and hit me up, you know, because I got the hard copies of different things for sale. We also have merchandise. You can hit me up at my personal site at buddyboyent.com. That's BUDEBOYENT.com. That's BUDEBOYENT.com. We are your one-stop shop. If you're looking for some of that real raw G-Funk, you already know. Come fuck with the Hook Master, the Master of Mohicans, the legendary cocaine. We close by Ditch Banger and Haynes. Haynes funk in the world with this year G-Funk.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? G-Funk. Forever. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if they want to get the album, go to Buddy Boy ENT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can get the hard copies there. You know what I'm saying? It's like I cut the middleman out, man.
Okay.
So specifically to me, order in bulk. The more you buy, the more you save. That means this. If you buy 100, if you buy 100 copies, you know, and up, I will sell it to you at 5-6 wholesale.
Yeah.
If you want to buy 50, it's going to go at 8 bucks wholesale. But the project should have to F up because the check got 17 songs with a comic book inside. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, we're going back to that real parliament, that real funk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's a record for the streets.
Right.
You know what I mean? Our company is pushed like that.
Yeah.
You know, first, we think about the streets and think about the hood, and then we do all that Hollywood shit later.
Hell yeah, all the time. So, buddyboyent.com. It's online though, right? iTunes, Amazon. They can get it all over the net, right?
It's yeah, man. We hit the front covers of Canada and United States. And big ups to all my fans out there, you know, that support. You know, the record just came out almost 2 months now. And it did extremely well. It's continued to doing extremely well. So I appreciate all those, you know, from Japan, Australia, Dubai, who else? Denmark, London, France,
damn.
Brazil, United States. They all been supporting the cocaine brand and the cocaine sound. So continue to support that. Continue to support my artist, the Buddy Boy artist.
Definitely.
We're going to continue to give you what you want. That's that original G-Funk.
Yeah.
Brain.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, big homie, you know what I'm saying? From Dove CNN and West Haven Blast, we appreciate it, cocaine. We know time is money. You know what I'm saying? You know.
And I want to give a shout-out, too, to Dove CNN. They always been riding with me for years. I've been riding with them for years. They are a source for the West Coast, you know, to do their thing. I appreciate all the love that they gave all the West Coast artists, man. They're a blessing to the West Coast. And I also want to give love to Soul Central over there in London. They've been doing some big stuff over here for the West Coast artists and for my company.
Okay.
And I also got to say one last thing. Make sure y'all go pick up Cole 187's new album, The Hit. He also produced on my new album, but The Hit is dope. Big Shot, Nima, and Gonza put the record out. It sells dope. I need everybody to go pick up the original. Cool! 187. New album, The Hit.
Yeah.
And make sure you go support the homeboy, Big to the Point of Time.
Oh, yeah.
His album is so cold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how we do it, man. We campaign and do the damn thing for each other. It's not just about ourselves.
Yeah.
It's about helping everybody else, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and also go pick up the stuff we did. Wes, we got some toast.
Oh, yeah. The Game Chosen. Yeah. Cocaine and West Haven Blast. You already know.
Yeah, we West Coast for real, you know, and the spotlight's back on us. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody get ready globally. You know, just what y'all see is the West Coast moving in unity.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't doing no, we ain't having none of that ignorant ass shit.
No.
We ain't messing up our clubs.
No.
Clothes, none
no.
of that. When you come on this side of the coast, you realize how much we got to crack it and how everybody's embracing each other.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? West Coast. The big homie Cocaine. Dove CNN. We about this motherfucker.